On the circuit, and they continue, right? Not
yes.
much has changed.
Not much.
Okay. So, first of all, some people, maybe myself included, I'm not going to confess, might think you're a Mainer because of all that you did in the state of Maine, province of Maine, I should say. Were you a Mainer?
No, I was actually born in Virginia, Prince George's County.
Prince George County, you were born there.
Yeah.
Wow. And was it a hard scrabble life, or what was your upbringing like?
I was born into a wealthy family. They had slaves.
Ooh.
Yeah. And they owned a plantation, and they ran a farm.
So your father was a slave owner?
Yes.
And a plantation owner?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I read this. He had several hundred acres.
Yes, right? Several hundred acres of land, and he grew crops.
So you did not grow up as a poor boy?
No.
No. Okay, I read that. All right. So something dramatically happened when you were, how old?
14.
14. And changed your life,
yes.
right? Tell
yes.
what happened.
All right. So I had a, there was an intern.
Like an itinerant pastor like that?
Yeah. Came around and started preaching. And my father was so taken by this preacher that he ended up converting
wow.
to Methodism.
Wow. What was he before?
He was a devout Christian. He used to attend Church of England services.
Oh, so he was Anglican?
Yes.
I see. So he had been high church, and then this evangelist came. And as I read it, what mattered to him was that this evangelist was on fire, and he was saying, you don't study God through dusty hymnals. You study God through the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life right now. And he was big on forgiveness, on reconciling people, saying, you are forgiven. You've got a second chance. Go and be the person God made you to be. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And that really got your father...
Excited my father.
Okay, okay. So he was on fire. Were you on fire?
No.
Okay. Okay, what
Typical
happened?
Typical teenager, I guess.
Typical teenager. Okay, so tell us about what happened to you if
well,
you were
I,
not
I was
on
a,
fire.
A very much a quiet, introspective young man.
All right.
And I was worried about sin.
You're worried about sin?
Yes.
So your father felt forgiven, you didn't. What did you do? What was your past like that you felt you needed forgiveness for? Or would you rather not say? You swore?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Once?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So that bothered you?
Yes.
And just overall, you just didn't feel very good about yourself?
No.
Okay. Well, obviously there's more to the story because you would not have done what you did in Maine if the story ended there and you just tuned up the evangelist and went on your life. So, what happened?
All right, so then I got asked to go down and help my widowed aunt.
Your widowed aunt, okay.
In North Carolina to help her with her farm.
Because your uncle had died.
Yes.
And so they said, Jesse, come on down and farm for her, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So you were just a kid, basically, but you went down.
Yeah, I was around 18, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you farmed?
Yes.
Yeah? And?
And so I started to learn more about Methodism and God, you know, the faith, my faith.
I see.
Yes.
So you kind of got out from underneath your dad.
Yes.
Because he was a very big figure, and you just kind of needed your own space, right?
Yes. And I was able to grow because I started to become like the man of the house. And started to help out with the farm.
Got it.
And
so what was your involvement with church at this time?
Well, I became a class leader.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's impressive because you were young.
Yes.
I mean, given your age, yeah. So they saw something in you that was, yeah.
Yes.
And did you ever preach?
It wasn't until a little bit later, but yes.
Okay. So you preached.
But I ran this class that was like a support group.
Yeah.
Accountability group.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And all was going fine until the war, right?
Yes, I got drafted.
You got drafted.
Yes.
And you took a stand.
Yes, I did. I took a stand. I was a conscientious objector.
Yeah.
I refused to take arms.
You would not carry a musket?
Nope.
Yeah? You said absolutely not. And they put you
in
the
jail.
Yeah.
That was naughty.
You were incarcerated.
Yes.
For that belief. But not so long. It wasn't very long.
No, it was only a couple months.
Because they thought of something for you to do for them, right?
Yes. I ended up being a wagon driver.
A wagon driver. You took the troops.
Took
them from
supplies,
one place.
Yeah.
Okay.
All over North Carolina.
How long did you do that?
Only a couple of months, and then they discharged me from the service because they realized that I wasn't that useful.
I see. I got the picture. I got the picture. Okay. So you finished with your military service, such as it was. And then what?
I started up.
You ran into somebody, right?
Yes, I ran into a somebody from South Carolina.
Yeah?
A merchant. And he told me that I should head north.
Go north, young man.
Yes.
Okay. You were ready?
Yes.
You wanted to?
Yes. I wanted to be an evangelist, you know,
teacher. Okay.
And so I headed north to the capital of Methodism in the U.S.
Yeah.
It's Lynn.
Lynn, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's where I got my first assignment.
Wow.
Post.
You know, that's impressive because, and I hope you don't mind my sharing this.
Sure.
But I know you were not well educated. Sorry. I mean, you didn't go to high school. I know that.
Yes.
Right? And you just, maybe eighth grade.
Yeah.
But I know one time, and I read this, I'm telling tales out of school, I know, someone was concerned that you were being ordained, you were moving up the ranks without this prior education. And so they asked you, and they said, well, have you studied Greek? Have you studied Hebrew? Like our priest, our Anglican pastor in the church. And I remember what you did. You rattled off broken Dutch that you had learned when you were a kid, right?
Yes, and I
and they bought it, line, and sinker. And they said, okay, he speaks Greek. I remember that. I remember that, yeah. So you were very witty, funny. You loved people, but you loved your Lord.
You
really loved your Lord. Because you said yes to that appointment to do the province of Maine when you were offered that.
That's correct.
That's astounding. That is astounding. And Mr. Lee, Reverend Lee, Jesse, I want us to just list. These are some of the places where you preached. You started in Saco, right?
Yeah,
that was your first.
Yeah, then moved on to Biddeford and Freeport.
You went to Portland, Freeport, Bath, Hallowell, Wayne, Reedfield, Winthrop, Sydney, Mount Vernon, Fayette, Livermore, Chesterville, Vassalboro, China, Winslow, Norwich, Walk, Canaan, Clinton, Fairfield, Green, New Vineyard, Strong, Avon, Leeds, Lewiston, Bucksport, Machias, North Vienna, New Sharon, West Farmington, Farmington Falls, Jay, Monmouth, even St. John's, New Brunswick.
Yeah.
That is a wow. That's
so
a wow.
I helped set up six different circuits over a period of 15 years.
That's amazing. Yeah. It is amazing because having driven it, I think, whoa. And then thinking of you, you had two horses, right? Because
yes,
you're a big man.
Yeah, big guy.
You're
so
a big guy.
So I had one would rest.
Okay. So you'd have one rest while the other one carried you. And then you'd give them a break.
Yep.
And you'd switch horses,
yep.
Right? And you had streams to ford. There are rivers. There are bodies of water around
yes.
here. And you didn't swim.
No.
Yeah. So you just held on to the
horse's
necks, right?
Yep.
And they got you across.
Yep.
And you were here during the winters. That is amazing to me. Now, I know it was not a lucrative profession. You didn't get a lot of money doing what you did as an evangelist. What was your salary like?
My starting salary was $2 a quarter. For 3 months.
$2 for 3 months.
Yes.
That was what you got.
Yes.
Did you ever get a promotion?
Yeah. Later, a couple years later, I got a promotion to $7.
Seven. Big bucks.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you're telling me by that is you're saying you depended on the kindness, the yes. largesse. And yes. was everybody pretty nice to you?
Not everybody. Not everybody was welcoming.
Why? What happened?
There was a couple scenarios. You know, I'd come into a new community and to spread the word. And in one case, there was a noose hanging there of me.
An effigy?
Yeah, effigy, yeah.
Oh, boy.
And in another community, you know, I came into and I spoke to a nice woman to ask if I could preach in her house. And her husband said, do not allow him into the house. And so I said, well, I'd gladly preach in the street. And she said, that's fine, just not in my house. And then I saw an empty house across the street. And I said, well, can I use that house? And she said, no.
So it wasn't easy.
No.
Not easy at all. It wasn't easy physically. It wasn't easy emotionally a lot of times because you get to get used to being kicked out,
yes.
rejected.
Yeah.
Yeah. But look what you did. Look at all the communities, those communities where you were. And what impressed me the most, I was going to just call you Jesse, sorry, I've been reading about you, was the fact that you couldn't just preach and go. It wasn't like that. You had to stick around so you could get maybe 5 or 6 people who were interested in committing themselves to meet for these covenant meetings, for these class meetings.
That's correct.
Because otherwise, they'd just say, some dude came through town, I listened to him preach, he was pretty good. And that would have been the end of it. So in order to plant these seeds, you needed to commit yourself.
A couple days in each community.
That's extraordinary. That's extraordinary.
Set up these class leaders and things like that.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. We cannot thank you enough. I just want to close by saying that I know after you left Maine, it wasn't the end. You continued 14 years after you were in Maine preaching circuits in Virginia. I know
Maryland.
You did that.
Yep.
And then you went to Maryland. You served in the Senate. You were the Senate chaplain. You were the House of Representatives chaplain.
Yep.
Amazing.
Hey, you forgot about something, Pastor Ruth.
Yeah.
I was nominated to be a bishop.
Yes, you were nominated to be a bishop because they were as amazed as I am. And you lost.
Yes, by 4 votes.
By 4 votes. And we know why. They thought you were a jokester.
Yes, I was too jovial, not educated enough. I was a little bit of a rebel.
I know you were. One time, somebody said, do you preach with notes? And you said, no, I don't have time to preach with notes. I'm preaching all the time. Yeah. And then they said, have you ever misspoken? Have you ever said anything you wished you hadn't? And you said, all liars will burn in fire. And you mispronounced. You said, all lawyers. Yes, you did. And then they asked you if you'd take it back, and you said, no, I let it stand. Yeah. So no wonder they didn't vote you in as bishop. They were afraid you would be maybe a little like you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I forget anything else?
Let's see. Well, I went down to North Carolina for a camp meeting.
Oh, you're talking about when you died?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How old were you?
58.
You were 58 when you died.
Yeah.
And you were, at that point, considered an old man.
I was an old man.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I read that 50% of the evangelists who did what you did died less than 30 years old.
That's correct.
It killed them.
Yeah.
I mean, the strenuous, yeah. So you lived to be that old. And didn't recover from the camp meeting.
Nope.
And never had any children, right? You never married?
No, never married, never had any children.
Never married, never had any children.
No progeny.
No. Although you did baptize your half-sister when your father was 75 years old, he sired.
Yes.
Yes, that was quite remarkable. But anyway, getting back to you, I want to say that I'm going to close with your own words. You wrote these. And
do your homework, Pastor Ruth.
Thank you. And this is what you said. When I consider the many dangers I have passed through, the many mercies I have received, I stand amazed at myself and am astounded at the goodness of God toward me. I've traveled several thousands of miles and preached between 8,000 and 9,000 sermons in 6 states. And the Lord gave me to see some visible fruits of my labors in the awakening and conversion of some precious souls. Thanks be to God for the life of Jesse Lee. And thanks be to God that on the 14th of February in the year 1794, that he preached God's love right here in Wayne, Maine.
261 years old, too, right?
Yes.